if you know that you're guaranteed accommodation in first year and that it's on campus, that at least you know that for the first few months when you're getting to know a new area and you're doing a completely new course, that you're confident in the fact that where you're staying at least is guaranteed. And then maybe when they go into second year and third year, if they want to go and share a house or move into town, then that's fine. But I really think it's so important that first years, if they want to, should be guaranteed on-campus student accommodation. So, yes, I would urge the government at this stage to look at this sector, to look at the criteria and the constraints that the ATUs are under when accessing funding and finance to develop and to build the student accommodation. So that's probably its most important thing, because once the accommodation is provided for students, that leaves the accommodation issues and the lack of accommodation in the entire region, because it means that students have purpose-built accommodation, so they don't have to take up accommodation that even could be for families as well. So it's a huge issue, and I'm hoping that it's top the agenda for the current government talks, because we see every single year it's the same issue. It's the same in September again. Students, and throughout the entire summer, students and parents looking for accommodation. And really, once this accommodation is built, once they can access the funding, then it shouldn't be a problem anymore.
Well, that's a key point you made there, Councillor, just in terms of that in local communities, issues are rarely separate and they're often intertwined and connected with one another. And as you're pointing out here, if you can address this lack of student accommodation, then as a result, it will open up other accommodation avenues for other people, and it can actually solve different issues in one go, can't it?
It would. And I think it's not going to solve it overnight, but I think in a very short space of time, that this issue will certainly ease the pressure for everybody, and it will make more accommodation available for everybody. And even there's such a huge issue now and a lack of accommodation for the staff who have got jobs in the hospital, and they cannot work in the hospital because they don't have accommodation. Some people are travelling from overseas. They want to bring their families back, their doctors and nurses and professionals who want to live and work in Sligo, but they cannot, and they cannot bring their families because of the serious lack of accommodation. So it is, as you say, it's self-fulfilling that if we solve one problem, I think it will certainly go a long way to address the other accommodation issues that we have in Sligo and in the region.